Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As a reminder to listen to the show on the go, we make it so easy. You just download that Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, right now we are going to shift gears. We're going to hit the hardwood. We're going to talk some college basketball, and it's been a very big week for Lon Kruger, the Oklahoma Sooners. Oklahoma, number one in the AP Top 25 poll, the first time since the 1989-90 season. I know that well because I was in Norman, Oklahoma at that time. The Sooners take the top spot, and they were unanimous, getting all 65 first-place votes from the national media poll. So I'm ready to highlight the Big 12 Conference. Also, the Sooners with that loss against Iowa State, and just overall the strength of the Big 12 and the perception of the conference. We're delighted to have back with us, always a Big E favorite, that is Ken Davis, sports writer of Today's You, part of FanRagSports.com, and it's good to hear your voice. Good evening, Ken.
Hello, Big E. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Okay, so my Oklahoma Sooners voted number one, the new top dog in men's college basketball, and then they suffer this loss at Iowa State, which, oh, by the way, that's one of the most difficult college atmospheres to play in. So tell me this. I mean, what do college basketball rankings, what do they really mean?
Absolutely nothing. And that comes from someone who voted in the AP poll for years, and then the last two or three years I did the power rankings on Fox Sports, and not doing that this year. But, you know, especially this year, it just doesn't really mean a thing. We've already had, in the AP poll, we've already had five teams in the number one spot, and you know, your poor Sooners, they got in there, and then in a matter of hours they lost, and they almost, the Sooners almost did that to my alma mater Kansas. A couple of weeks ago when Kansas moved up to number one and Oklahoma came in and they played that just breathtaking triple overtime game, which was just almost too much for anybody to take on either side or nationally. It was, you know, one of the best regular season games in years, and 109 to 106 at Allen Fieldhouse. Just an incredible game by two very talented teams, but there's nobody who really is the one outstanding team this year, I think. And so we've seen North Carolina and Kentucky and Michigan State, Kansas, Oklahoma already in the number one spot. I think you'll see I shouldn't even say this because you don't know what's going to happen this weekend, but more than likely North Carolina will go back to number one, and they may be the best team. It's just really hard to say. Kentucky has dropped way down. Duke has dropped down with a three-game losing streak here. Michigan State lost at home to Nebraska. KU has lost road games at West Virginia and Oklahoma State the other night. And, I mean, Oklahoma State just really handled them. I was covering another game and
I saw
didn't
that
really
game, yes.
See a lot of that, but what I did see and what I've read and what I saw on Twitter from some very angry Jayhawk fans was that the KU was sloppy, and that's sort of the way they played it with at West Virginia too. So it's so tough to win on the road right now, especially in a conference like the Big 12 where there's so many. I mean, went to bed Wednesday night with Baylor in first place, and who would have guessed that? And they just escaped at home against Kansas State. And so you've got Baylor with only one loss going into this weekend, and you've got, Oklahoma and Kansas and West Virginia and Texas all with two, I believe. So what can you predict out of that? It's just you've really got to be on top of your game when you go on the road, and you've got to protect your turf at home, and that's always been the case, but it's even more so. These teams are all pretty close, and you've got some experienced teams like Kansas and Oklahoma and West Virginia, and then you've got a new coach at Texas who they've had, the Longhorns have kind of had a up and down year so far, but it's just nuts right now, and it's that way in almost every conference.
Hey, Ken Davis is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. College sports writer of Today's You. That is a part of the FanRagSports.com. And, of course, the Final Four, Men's Final Four, is here in Houston this year. And you know what I'm hearing you say is that there's just so much parity in college basketball right now. Is it really kind of hard to narrow down and go, hey, these are going to be the four teams that will be headed to Houston?
Well, yeah, I mean, any one of those we just talked about that have been number one so far have great choices or great chances. But then you've got teams like Xavier and Villanova. Villanova's playing really consistent basketball, and the Big East is one of the toughest conferences in the country. But to say right now, you know, who's going to come out of there is really hard because, you know, there's a lot more to be played in the regular season, and then there's the conference tournaments too, which in many cases come down to, you know, how somebody is seeded in the bracket, and then, you know, it always comes down to the matchups that you get in that bracket, and you don't know that till Selection Sunday. A team has no idea who they're going to see. I think if you have a number one seed or a number two seed, you're pretty safe in the first round, but then when you play your second game, you're going to be meeting a really good team. If in the case of a number one seed, you're going to be meeting an 8-9 game that the winner of an 8-9 game that's going to be a really good team. So there's nothing easy about the tournament anymore. You don't breeze to the second weekend like many teams used to in the past. It's you know, it's gotten that way the last few years, and I think it'll even be more dramatic this year. But it's always good to have a top seed, and always good to be a little protected, and, you know, you're hoping that you don't become that first one seed to lose to a 16 seed. I don't think that'll happen, but you never know. It's getting closer and closer every year. There are some very, very good teams out there this year, and there's not that great team like last year with Kentucky that was breezing through undefeated until the national championship game. And a team like Wisconsin last year was very solid. I mean, you had teams that have popped up in the Big Ten, for example, like Iowa. Nobody knew Iowa would play this way, and it's you know, there's surprises, and then there's just the fact that you have some good seniors. But I think also another factor here is that the freshman class hasn't really responded the way like the Kentucky last year with their freshmen. Their freshmen this year don't seem quite ready for prime time, and that seems to be all the way across the table. If you're relying on a lot of freshmen, these guys are taking just a little bit longer to learn what it takes to win in college basketball.
Okay, let's zero in on the Kansas Jayhawks. I know that you're a proud alum, and obviously a wild ride on Monday night, as you had just mentioned, the Jayhawks upset, and with that loss in Stillwater at Gallagher-Iba Arena, that's a tough place to play, certainly in Stillwater. So moving forward, what kind of adjustments need to take place to get this team back on track?
From what I've read and what I've seen in some of the highlights, they're having a hard time protecting the ball right now. You know, Frank Mason has been outstanding at point guard, and then I like the way he's gone with a two-point guard lineup. I think that's very successful in college basketball, and that's allowed Wayne Selden to play off the ball a little bit, and Wayne got off to a good scoring start, but he's in a little bit of a slump shooting-wise right now, so Bill will figure it out, no doubt. I mean, you still go back to the thing, and I know everybody hears this over and over, but it's one of the most fascinating stats of all time. They have won or shared a title of the Big 12 tournament for 11 years in a row, which is an amazing streak. But in that time, he's only lost 9 games at Allen Fieldhouse, so he has more conference championships than losses at home, and that's just a mind-boggling stat. And they're getting up into the John Wooden stratosphere there with UCLA in terms of conference championships. In a league that's as tough as this, that's just amazing.
It's a big weekend of college hoops right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we've been going one-on-one with Ken Davis. Check out his work, college sports writer of Today's You. That is part of the FanRagSports.com. Ken, we look forward to another conversation and hooping it up as March Madness will be here before you know it. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Alyssa. Always good to talk to you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR.